And now in the last part of this program, let's listen to a small excerpt of a presentation made by Ravi, Ame and Siddhartha during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram of Bhagwan in Bangalore in June 2013.
We have a very elderly brother who is part of our bhajan group for more than three decades now, more than 3 decades. And when he was recently talking to us, he was sharing how his family came to Swami. His grandparents came in the 1940s. In 1944, his grandparents, when they came to Puttaparthi, they came from the old Mandir side. Came from Bukapatnam. And it seems as they were approaching Puttaparthi, what they could see was, there was nobody. There was nobody in Puttaparthi. There was just, at a distance, there was a cow that was seated, that was sitting down. And there was a little boy leading on the cow and caressing the cow. So they thought, okay, maybe he will know where we have to go. Where is the ashram? Where is Sai Baba? And as they approached, that was Swami. Swami was seated outside on the road with his hand on a cow and he was petting the cow. So as they reached, the moment they realized that that is Sai Baba, I think Swami went up to them. He walked towards them. He said, come, come. When did you come? Where have you come? The usual how Swami used to welcome devotees back then.
In fact, sir was saying that he was the first PRO of Prashanthi Nilayam.
Swami was the relations officer. Yeah, as he was taking them inside, it seems Swami was explaining to them, see, that tap is for drinking water, this tap is for cooking, yeah, and then for bathing, there is a well there, you will have to finish all this by this time in the morning, because I will be giving darshan morning at this time, I'll give darshan evening this time, you have to come for bhajans, bhajans will be held there, right? So that is the kind of family from which this sir comes from. And when he came to Prashanthi Nilayam in 1960s, he says, in 1960s in the Mandir, many of us would not have had the privilege to be there. He said that Swami used to lead the bhajans. Swami used to sit on the floor and Swami used to lead the bhajans and with his leg crossed. And he used to sit and he used to lead bhajans, and so he was one of the earliest mandir singers himself. Right? So, and which is the bhajan that he was saying?
I'm not sure. I think our elder brothers, but something it went like, Oh Bhagavan, Oh Bhagavan, Oh Bhagavan, Satya Sai Bhagavan. And it seems, sir was saying that this bhajan would go on for 15 minutes because Swami would say, Rama Bhagavan, Krishna Bhagavan, Allah Bhagavan, Yeshu, all possible deities would be put and the bhajan would go on for 15, 20 minutes. And who was leading it?
Swami. So in the 60s, that is how Prashanthi Mandir bhajans was. Swami himself used to lead the bhajans.
And eventually, with that power of his melodious voice, and of course his most beautiful magnetic personality that he had, he was able to attract, and we had people from all over the country. We had Pandurang Dixit ji coming from Bombay, we had Raja Reddy Garu and Mohan Rao sir coming from Chennai, we had Devnath Mukherjee sir coming from Calcutta, we had Ranjan Jain sir coming from Delhi. All these were some of the earliest bhajan singers, mandir singers.
The Eradi brothers from Kerala.
Yes, from the Eradi sirs from Kerala. They were some of the earliest mandir singers. And I'm reminded of a beautiful story that Eradi sir had in fact once narrated. It was in the 1960s, it was a Shivratri, and they were sent word for. There weren't enough singers in Mandir to sing, and so Swami had sent word for them. They came, and you know how many singers were there? 4 singers were there for the entire night. The bhajan started at about 6 o'clock in the evening until next day morning. There were 4 singers singing throughout the night. And they almost broke themselves down into half an hour slots, because at least then I will sing for half an hour and after that I have 1.5 hours of rest. And they were saying that by 5 o'clock in the morning they were absolutely fatigued. Just imagine singing through the night, half of an hour. And they were all, Iradi sir was saying that he was just wondering, where is this going? I mean, what if something happens to one of us? Who is going to lead bhajans? How can bhajans go on like this in Prashanthi Nilayam? No, these are the thoughts. And he said, even as these thoughts were going on, Swami walked out of the interview room, fresh, you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, and comes and stands and says, hey, you are thinking who is going to lead bhajans in this mandir? A time will come when my students will line up to sing in front of me. That many singers will be there that even all of them will not get a chance to sing. That many singers will be there. Don't worry about, these are only chances that I am giving to you to lead bhajans over here. A time will come. And in fact, sir was saying,
I am one of those singers. In Shivratri, I never got my chance. Because there were about 37, 38 singers when I was studying. I could never sing in Shivratri. So I know exactly what Swami said really did come true.
In fact, even I was one of the singers. For several years, I never got a chance to sing in Shivratri. You know, there were like 40 singers. And he was saying at that moment, when Swami said students, they were all shocked. Because this concept of university and all came only in 1968. In 1979, and finally the university came in 1981. Till then, it was only an ashram. And when Swami said, my students will line up to sing, they were all wondering, which is these students that Swami is talking about? In an ashram, where can these, you know?
Was the Veda Pathashala there?
Yes, the Veda Pathashala was there. So they thought, but those people are supposed to chant Vedam. Are they only going to sing bhajans? That was the kind of vision that Bhagwan had. And eventually, after several decades, it was the students who were given an opportunity to sing. Sir was mentioning that one day Swami just came into the bhajan hall and he said, mana pillal paadochu kada, our children also can sing. And from that day onwards, the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group was formed from the students of Swami's university.